Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the breadth of industries that call it home. But when it's time for your business to make the extraordinary happen, Albert Manero of Limitless Solutions said it best. Orlando is an incredible place for innovation. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. My name is Emily Durham, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. If you don't know me, I'm a senior recruiter and content creator, and careers, confidence, and living your best life is kind of what I do. I know I sound unbelievably stuffy right now, and I am. I don't have COVID. I took a COVID test. I literally had COVID 6 weeks ago, so I know it's not that. I can't tell if it's allergies or like, I don't know what it is. I've just been so stuffy this last week, and that's it. Like, I feel entirely fine other than that. So I'm so sorry if you hear my voice not sounding its best. I hope it's not too annoying. We'll just push through and pretend that it's totally fine. Today, we're talking about literally my favorite thing. Like, actually, it's my favorite thing. If you follow me on TikTok, you've seen me talk about this all the time. It's about the benefits of being delusional. This is literally an episode to help you understand why you absolutely have to be delusional. Yep, you heard it here first, folks. I'm not going to get into why. I'm not going to get into how. We're just going to dive right on in. So keep listening. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to this podcast. Your reviews actually mean the world to me. Let's get into it. So before you get your panties in a knot, not that I think you would, if you're here, you're obviously cool. But before you are like, Emily, are you losing your mind? I want to tell you what I mean by being delusional. If you are my friend in real life, you already know what I'm about to say, but I genuinely think that I live in a state of delusion. Like, I actually live in a state of delusion. And the reason for that is I live in a world where I believe I am smart. I believe I am beautiful. I believe I am desirable. I believe I can have whatever job that I want. I believe I can get literally whatever is on my to-do list. I genuinely believe that. And I don't know if that's an entirely healthy approach. I think it is. I don't know if it's exclusively confidence, if it's confidence mixed in with delusion and some good luck. I don't know. What I do know is that living in my quote-unquote state of delusion is why I've been able to propel my career into the place that it's in. It's why I have the friendships and relationships that I do. And I genuinely think that's why I'm as confident as I am. So when I say delusion, I don't mean actually living in La La Land and being out of touch with reality. In fact, that couldn't be further from what I'm talking about. When I say delusion, I literally mean not listening to the opinions of others and exclusively listening to the opinion of yourself. For example, I've gotten ready with girlfriends, going out to bars, going out for dinners, getting ready for a big interview, and they're freaking out and they're like, I look bad. I'm not smart. I'm not this. I'm not that. And my response is always this: you are exactly what you say you are. I'm not attractive until I think I'm attractive. Doesn't matter how objectively good looking you might be. If you don't act, think, and believe that you are attractive, you're not attractive. That's actually just how things work. I don't know why, but that's how it works. You could see the most objectively attractive person, but if they're not confident, suddenly they're not that attractive. It's all about how you think about yourself. Same goes for interviews. I go into literally every interview under the impression that I'm getting that job. And I'm not always going to get the job. Like, let's be clear, I'm not always going to get the job. But I hype myself up like I am going to get the job, and I tell myself I'm going to get the job. And more often than not, I have gotten the job. And yes, it comes down to skills, whole bunch of other things. I recognize that this is not like, you know, an all-in-one solution to all things in your life. But I really want you to think about the power of how you speak to yourself and the power of what you believe. I genuinely think that if you exclusively think about yourself in a positive way, and if you exclusively tell yourself positive things about who you are and what you can accomplish, you're more likely to go ahead and accomplish and attract those things. Here's a real life example of how I am delusional and how you can adopt being delusional to serve you in your life. So the first way I was massively delusional in my life was when I moved into one of my roles at Intuit. So when I was at the Bank of Montreal, I was like an intermediate recruiter, I guess you could call it, like a junior to an intermediate recruiter. And the role I applied for at Intuit, or got approached about at Intuit, was for a senior recruiter, which is like a pretty sizable jump in terms of experience. Mind you, I had like 4 years of experience. I think I was 23. Like, I was super young, not that experienced, but I just had belief and faith in myself that it didn't matter how long I'd been doing this job, I genuinely thought I was brilliant. I was like, I am seriously an innovative and kick-ass recruiter. I'm applying for this job. Point one, being delusional, applying for a job I was probably underqualified for. Point two, getting into the interview that, yes, obviously I got, and feeling like and embodying this energy of someone who legit knew her shit. Like, I actually walked in there, didn't even address the fact that I was probably underqualified or that I was super young. I went in there under the mentality of, I'm already smart enough to be a senior recruiter. Like, I went in with that mentality. I showed up as that person because I basically pretended to myself that I was that person, and I got the job. And guess what? I absolutely killed it. I was fantastic in that role. And that's part of how I moved into my current role, with even more responsibility and exposure and things to work on. So I really think my career has benefited from me not even giving myself the chance to second guess myself, because I live in this state of delusion. I know that sounds bad, but another way I've done this is through dating. Like, I know this is a super rambly episode, so if you hate this, I'm sorry. I'm legit sitting at my kitchen table with a coffee just talking. Like, I feel like we're on FaceTime, so if you hate this, I'm sorry. I just feel like this is fun. Sorry, it is what it is. Anyways, I also do this a lot in dating, where I am under the impression everyone is interested in me. And I know you're going to say, like, that's so cocky and disgusting. It's not. And I'm not doing it in like a cocky way. I'm always under the assumption or impression that the guy I'm talking to is interested in me, because then I stop freaking out about if he's interested in me, and I focus on if I'm interested in him. And guess what? Most times I'm not even interested in this guy. You know, before I started adopting this whole like delusional mentality, or basically unconditionally believing in myself, I would go on dates and all I could think about was making this guy like me. Like, that is how I would walk away and say it was a good date, was whether or not I could tell the guy liked me. But now I go into a date and I'm genuinely looking at this person like, could you be a potential partner for me? Do you and I share the same values? Are we looking for the same things? And it's made my dating so much more productive, albeit I'm still single as actual fuck. Like, so single. But that's because I'm very intentional about who I'm spending time with now. So this whole idea of being delusional is not about wrapping yourself up in a fantasy land. It's literally just unconditionally believing in yourself. So if you are ready to lose absolute touch with reality and be delusional, just like me, here's what you should do. I'm obviously kidding. We know we're on that level. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But if you're ready to kind of just have a bit more unconditional confidence in yourself, do this. The first thing is, stop talking shit about yourself. I don't want to hear any more, I don't look good in this outfit. I don't want to hear any more, oh, I'm not smart enough for that. Even if that's what you're thinking, because trust me, I still have moments where I think I look like shit or I think I'm not smart. Do not allow yourself to think like that. I will literally distract myself. If I'm feeling insecure about how I look, I will actually distract myself by watching a TV show, calling a friend, or going on a walk. Basically, I'm disrupting that entire neural pathway so that it doesn't become a thought I have by habit. And eventually, I've just stopped having negative thoughts about myself because I stop them in their tracks every single time. The mind is way easier to control than we think it is, especially when it comes to small thoughts and small things popping up. And replace all of that negative shit with positive stuff. Like, literally, I look in the mirror before I go out with my friends, and my friends literally laugh at me when we get ready together, because I will stand in the mirror and we'll be like, I look so good tonight. Like, I am serving Julia Fox. I am serving Margot Robbie. And of course, I'm not serving either of those things. I'm in like some Old Navy jeans and a hoodie. But I tell myself that I look fantastic and then I feel fantastic. And then I'm attracting fantastic things for the entire time that I'm out. I've met so many more people. I've had so many people come up and approach me and talk to me. And like, life has just gotten so much more open the second I started deciding to actively love myself and making time to actively love myself. The other thing you're going to do is hype the hell out of your friends. Hype them up. Hype them. I have so many friends that will like get ready and not feel great about themselves, or they'll complain about their bodies. They'll complain about their jobs. And instead of being like, oh, I feel the same, and like comforting them basically by saying you also hate things about yourself, I always look at them and I'm like, if you are all of these things, what am I? How would you describe me? And then obviously they describe me with all of these nice things because I'm their friend and they love me. And then I'm like, okay, so if I'm all these great things, aren't you? You know what I'm saying? Like, basically hyping up your friends and forcing them to think the same way basically creates this cycle of positivity where you're training yourself to say nice things about yourself. You're training your friends to say nice things about themselves. And then ultimately you're just in a cycle of genuine, authentic, you know, like compliments and relationships and just genuinely boosting each other's confidence in ways that are meaningful. I also don't give myself time to overthink. It's actually not even something I allow myself to do. Like, if I have a big presentation, I don't give myself the space to overthink it. I don't give myself the space to panic about it. I legit keep myself so uncontrollably busy, and then I just do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, I just do. Big presentations, I just do it. Submitting a big report, obviously, like, I make sure the work is correct, but I'm not going to sit there and overthink it for 2 hours. I think there's so much to be said for proactively distracting yourself so that you don't have time to doubt yourself. And then again, eventually you just end up stop doubting yourself because you didn't let yourself go there. For real, like, career-wise, being delusional has helped me quite a bit. But the number one space it's helped me is in my confidence and in dating specifically. Like, I used to get so insecure about, like, for example, I'm going to spill a little tea. I was talking to this guy. You know what? It's okay. I was talking to this guy for probably like a month. We only went on 2 dates. And on our first date, he told me that he actually dated someone who had a podcast and was talking about how he was putting in a lot of effort when they first met. And then he like eventually dipped off and was very low effort. And he was saying how it was just like crazy to think that, you know, someone would make a podcast episode about him after such a short interaction. And I was like, okay, interesting. You know, I don't really podcast about relationships, but I want to share this one because I think it's important. So our first date went so well. Like, I'm telling you, I walked away and was like, oh, I'm dating this guy. Like, it was a fan-freaking-tastic date. I was so into him. He was so handsome. I'm talking about him like he's dead. Spoiler alert, he's dead to us. Like, as like the straight shooter recruiter gang, he's gone. He's been eliminated. But I go on a date with this guy. I'm so into him. He sets up time for us to go on the second date. Mind you, it was like several weeks later. So at this point, I was like, hey, this guy is not into me, which usually would have upset me. But because I live in a state of delusion, I just assume no matter what, that if I asked this guy on a date, he would say yes. So it must be some kind of like external factor. I don't know. Like, again, maybe I'm wrong. I just don't allow myself to think that there's something wrong with me. I just assume maybe he's looking for something different, which they're very different things. Like, I'm comfortable with the guy not being into me. What I'm not going to do is tell myself that there's something wrong with me. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I'm totally rambling. I feel like we're on FaceTime, like I said, whatever. So this guy sets up a second date with me several weeks out. I go, it's definitely a good date, but like the vibes are just not the same. Like, the energy is lower. The effort is much lower. Like, I could just tell, like, I was over it. Like, I was not about to see this guy again. So he texts me the following like day. He's texting me the whole next week. He sets up a third date. He cancels the third date. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Totally fine. I was like, didn't even ask him to reschedule. I was like, okay, this is fine. Whatever. He cancels the date. We're texting a little bit. I respond to one message and then I never hear from him again. So yes, you've now been featured on 2 podcasts. Sorry, King. But moral of the story is 5 years ago, if that were to happen to me, I would cry, like straight up. I would be devastated that this guy was not interested in me. I would be devastated that this guy doesn't see my worth, doesn't see my value. But now, that I live in a state of delusion. Now that I refuse to accept that, in my mind, I'm like, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. Either this guy is looking for something casual that he knows I'm not going to give him, or this guy is looking for something different. And that doesn't make me wrong. It just makes me not what he's looking for. Boom. That's how it worked. But also, I really just wanted to make sure this man was featured on two podcasts after I explicitly told him I wouldn't. Haha. Okay, that's fine. All right. This was a weird one. Well, maybe not weird. Well, it was kind of weird. We talked about dating. I kind of rambled. I sound like I'm stuffy as heck. I feel like we're just two besties hanging out right now. I really hope you liked this. And I really hope that you walk away with a push to stop talking shit about yourself. You would never talk shit about your best friend. Treat you like you're your best friend. You know? Very straightforward. This is not groundbreaking stuff, but the second you actually do it and then also only follow creators who are pushing you to do this so that you're not constantly feeling bad about yourself every time you log in, it will legit change your life. If you liked this episode, if you actually enjoyed this like rambly style versus the more structured, if you like a bit of both, like I want all of your feedback. DM me on Instagram at Emily the Recruiter. But I also would be curious to know, like, how did you feel about the dating story time? You know, dating and recruiting. It's awfully similar. It really is. We're both just looking for the right candidate. I'm much better at one than the other. Oh my God. If you guys are interested in more content like this, check me out on my other channels. But for real, I really want your feedback, especially on this episode. I love you to the moon and back, and I'll talk to you next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.